Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Guys, and nice to have you with us here tonight. And the time has arrived. Joining us right now on the hotline from ESPN, Jeff Passan joins us here on the program. Mr. Passan, how you doing tonight? Thanks so much for the time. We certainly appreciate it.
My pleasure, Christian. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and glad to have you here. I read your piece about three or four times today, and before we get into the nitty-gritty and the details of it, because there's lots of things I have questions about and would like your insight on, big picture here, would you say that the Red Sox are more screwed up, dysfunctional than your average MLB team? Is that a statement you'd agree with?
Yeah, but I don't think that, you know, I don't think the standard there is particularly, like, depending if we're going, what direction we're going, high or low. There are plenty of screwed up Major League Baseball teams, and it's important to acknowledge there are things that the Boston Red Sox do very well, and I am actually, like, extremely bullish on them going forward. I think this is a team that over the next half decade is going to be in contention among the best teams in the American League because of the guys they've got. So, like, the sky isn't falling here. They just got some things to work out right now, and the way that those things manifest themselves wound up with Rafael Devers in a San Francisco Giants uniform.
Certainly did. The duality of the Craig Breslow experience so far is one that I'm interested in your take on as well, Jeff, because, as you know, obviously, this thing blew up in his face, but he had a tremendous offseason where he added a closer, he added a starter, he added an ace and a right-handed power bat and all these things. Craig Breslow was a pretty popular guy here for a couple of weeks, at least until the first day of spring training when Devers started complaining. But to see it go from that to this has got to be, in your experience anyway, one of the biggest turnarounds that's ever happened.
Here's how I look at it. The Red Sox might not have lost this trade. It is way, 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 way too early to suggest that Craig Breslow screwed the pooch by trading Rafael Devers. There are plenty of worlds in which James Tibbs becomes a productive big leaguer, in which Kyle Harrison joins the rotation and thrives, in which Rafael Devers at, 31, 32, 33 stops looking like the Rafael Devers that we see at 28 and becomes a pumpkin. So I don't think, like, when I initially saw the deal, I didn't think Boston absolutely sold this. Not at all. In fact, the first, like, five texts I got from executives were, I cannot believe that Breslow did that, in a positive way. And so, it's funny from my perspective, talking with executives, talking with people in baseball, and comparing what they believe to what fans believe. And I have to find, like, that place in between, because people inside of baseball are very myopic. They look at everything through a baseball-centric lens and not a rooting lens. And they look at things the same way that the analytical model that every team uses looks at them, which is trying to be as impartial as possible. And if you strip the emotion out of this, if you take away all the feelings you have, good and bad, from Rafael Devers' tenure in Boston, you can absolutely make a case that this is a reasonable deal to have been made by the Boston Red Sox. But when you add the context back to it, the fact that he's been in the organization since he was 16 years old, the fact that he's the last remaining guy from the 2018 championship team, the fact that you have him locked into a deal that, compared to Vladimir Guerrero, compared to Juan Soto, compared even to Bryce Harper, actually looks kind of good. All those things, it's like, I try not to make snap judgments, but I know that's not how fans operate, nor should they. So, you know, this story was an attempt to not just bring some perspective to this, but to really try and hammer down the facts of what actually happened.
Now, you mentioned other executives, and you had a great line. You had a lot of great lines, but the line I loved the most was about how the Red Sox are a big market team through a funhouse mirror, basically. They're what? Big market team, if you really distorted everything, and it's not what they should be or could be. And when you talk about those other executives, I think of other executives and other teams. There's lots of executives who aren't really as obsessed with saving that kind of money, you know? Like, it just seems like there's other teams out there, and the Red Sox often lose out to free agents with them in the offseason, but there's executives out there who don't prioritize this type of thing or this type of trade or think that this type of trade would be a positive one. And I think that speaks in some way to the haves and the have-nots in the league. Would you agree with that?
No, I think it's more ownership than executives.
Okay.
I think every executive wants the most money he or she can have to go out and spend. I'll say this. There are some executives who really enjoy the idea of finding value and of squeezing value out of whether it's a guy who they think is better than the rest of the market or something like Carlos Narvaez, where nobody coming into this season, like, how many Red Sox fans knew who Carlos Narvaez was coming into the year? Like, Connor Wong was the catcher. That's what it was.
Right.
And to see Carlos Narvaez jump into the cleanup spot of the Boston Red Sox, it's an unbelievable story and a phenomenal job of value finding by Craig Breslow. Like, he deserves a lot of credit, and the organization deserves a lot of credit for that. But I think by and large, if you have a choice between money and less money, everyone's taking money. Because what money does is it buys you margin for error. It allows you to make mistakes. And, despite those mistakes, you can go out and paper them over with something else. And that's not a leisure that, the Kansas City Royals have, or the Tampa Bay Rays have, or the Milwaukee Brewers have. And where I think the biggest missed opportunity for the Red Sox is right now, we've seen this with the Dodgers. We've seen this with the Mets. We've seen this with the Yankees, Christian, and we have seen it in the past with the Boston Red Sox. In an uncapped sport like Major League Baseball, perhaps the greatest advantage is the payroll advantage that large market teams have. And for the Boston Red Sox not to be utilizing that and leveraging that in every way possible is just giving away the biggest advantage that they have.
We're talking with Jeff Passan from ESPN, joining us here on the Christian Arcan Show. Jeff, in your piece, you mentioned that Alex Cora was not against this trade. Cora was one who very openly wanted Bregman on the team. He coached him in Houston, and finding out that he was not against the trade and that he was part of the push to get Bregman here, it makes me wonder how adamantly he was not against the trade, and was that an attitude that maybe evolved over time?
Yeah, I think it did evolve over time. He was perfectly fine with this trade happening. And I think it was a consequence of Rafael Devers. And I'm not going to look at Rafael Devers in this situation as somebody who's a complete innocent. He was not. There's an expectation that inside a clubhouse, teammates have of one another, right? And he was not meeting that expectation. The expectation is you're going to do everything you can so we can win baseball games. And he didn't, right? Like, now, I understand why he was as aggrieved as he was, because the communication from the Red Sox stunk. Like, they dropped the ball on that. It's something that Craig Breslow has admitted. But at the same time, you know, I think Rafael Devers could have done more. And you can argue fairly should have done more, but chose not to. And that to me is where Alex Cora comes into this situation. Like, if there are problems in the clubhouse, that's on the manager to fix them.
Yeah. Certainly.
And Alex Cora was not able to do that here. And because of that, I think everybody wound up getting to the point where it's like, okay, well, if AC can't fix it, maybe we're past the point of no return.
Is it customary, Jeff, for a team to – I know it doesn't happen very often where they pull the guy off the team plane, but when that happens, is it customary to put him in a cab and send him back to Fenway? That seemed like a message to me. Like, wouldn't there be some kind of car service or something? Like, it seems – you know, like, I read that detail, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. They put him in a cab at Logan Airport. That seems very impersonal.
Dude, I love Boston Radio. You guys are the best. Now, I'm serious. Who cares what car he's in? Like, really? Is that what we're going to do here? Do you really think that it was insulting to ride a cab?
Yes. You don't think that would be, that's not often, I would think, how they transport their players around, especially when they're at the airport. Wouldn't there be some sort of service or something? I don't think that's a crazy question.
I think that Rafael Devers, after his life literally got flipped upside down, probably wanted to get back to Fenway as quickly as he could and get out of there.
Okay, fair enough. Let me ask you this then: if the team,
I get your point there, but if we're like adjudicating the ride that he's being given, like, there are so many bigger issues with the Red Sox right now,
certainly,
than him being in a Toyota Camry versus a Lincoln Town Car.
Sure, I think it spoke more, not the actual car they were in, but the attitude of the team towards, all right, well, find your old Reinhold, that kind of thing. But moving on anyway, do you believe, Jen, this is a bit of a hypothetical, but do you believe that if the team had been doing better around the time of that meeting in Kansas City, if they were five games over 500 and securely in a wild card spot, do you think there's a chance that the organization could have maybe been more tolerant of Devers' behavior?
I think that's a reasonable question, and I don't know the answer to that. You know, they were struggling then, and at the same time, though, like, Rafi Devers, pretty much from the beginning of April on, was like one of the best hitters in baseball, and was the guy who at times was carrying this team and helping them win baseball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I think when they were in Kansas City and John Henry flew in and Sam Kennedy flew in and Craig Breslow flew in, And you know that the three of them are they're not going to fly in
if they don't think that they can convince him to do something. They're not going to waste their time if they feel like he's a lost cause. And they sat down with him, and I reported today, John Henry met with him for breakfast the next day, too. And over the courses of those conversations, that's when it's cemented in their minds that if this guy is not willing to do this, then we don't want him around. And I get that perspective. I get the, you know, you get kind of emotional and you're like, we're paying him $313.5 million and he can't do this? Really? He can't sacrifice for the team? And in a vacuum, it's a fair thing to say. But I think what they weren't accounting for was the context of all of these things. It was in spring training through people in his inner circle, he had been told, if we sign Alex Bregman, we will let you know beforehand. Didn't happen. Getting to spring training when, you know, they're saying privately that Alex Bregman's going to play second baseman. Gets to spring training and Alex Cora says, Rafi, we want you to move to DH. It was just slight after slight. And is that enough to cause a guy to essentially shut down and more or less defy what his employer is asking? I mean, me personally, I probably would have played first base, but maybe that just makes me a wuss. I don't know. Like, Rafael Devers stood his ground, and this was something that was important to him, and he was not going to back down from it. But I think it was also something that the Boston Red Sox, through their behavior, earned.
Yeah, I'd certainly agree with that. You wrote that multiple high-ranking officials were overruled when it came to give Devers the extension in the first place, that there was a divide there. How deep was that divide? And it sounds like John Henry, he must have been the overruling vote because he's the big boss in charge. If there's a big split like that, John Henry then famously not really into giving out those type of contracts. Was that more of an optics thing? Like, we can't keep letting these players go and I finally have to put my foot down? Is that how that came about?
Yeah, I think there was some pragmatism there. Like, look at the crowds at Fenway. Look at the attendance year over year. Look at the ratings on Nesson. Look at, you know, we have built up something that's really special over the first 18 years of this century. Let's not screw it up. And nobody, you know, people in Boston celebrated the Devers extension.
Yeah.
Like, they thought this is the kid who's been with us since he was 16 years old, who grew up a Red Sox fan, who is the, you know, the embodiment of the modern Boston Red Sox. Like, through the lean years that have been the 2020s, Rafael Devers has been, if not the one guy, then one of the handful of guys who if you are a Red Sox fan, you can look at and say, I like that guy. He makes me feel good as a fan. I enjoy watching him. He cares. He plays hard. You know, he may have his warts, but he's ours. And you know, throughout the early 2000s into the 2010s, there were a bunch of guys who were ours, and the Red Sox have lacked that. It's why Christian Campbell and Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony's arrival, I think, coalesced the fan base so much, because finally it's like we have more of guys who feel like ours. Zdeno Chara hasn't gotten there yet. Brian Bello hasn't gotten there yet. You know, the guys who have been extended by this team, they've been sort of secondary pieces, and you want those frontline guys. And that's what Rafael Devers was. He's a frontline guy. But at the end of the day, I think that the same mathematics that led front office officials to believe that Devers' contract was borderline untradeable unless the Red Sox were kicking in money, that wound up being a big part of this deal for the Red Sox to get rid of it.
All right. Jeff, before we let you go here, and again, I really appreciate the time tonight. I know you're traveling, and this is really, really nice of you to do. Replacing Rafael Devers at the trade deadline, is that something that Red Sox fans should be expecting? Is that something that's even at all realistic? I mean, you're not going to replace him completely, but how hard at the deadline do you think they're going to go to try and get back some of that production?
The $1 million, or rather $254 million question, because there is going to be no player as good as Rafael Devers available at the deadline. And I don't think there are going to be a combination of two or three players necessarily who can make up his production. Unless things change significantly, this deadline is going to be kind of boring, or at very least not have a whole lot of guys who, when you hear their names, like even the casual fan's going to know them. If you just look at the impending free agents this offseason, almost all of the really good ones play for contenders. So then you're going to be looking for guys who have team control, you know, guys who have had two or three years in the big leagues. And those are the ones who every one of them is going to ask for: Myers, Campbell, Anthony, Garcia, Franklin Arias, the guys who the Red Sox just don't want to trade. So how they match up trying to add at the deadline is going to be super interesting to me. And I'm not going to judge the Red Sox based on how aggressive they are at this deadline. But I will say there will be some judgment in place for how they operate this winter, because there are a number of people out there who are going to be able to help the Red Sox in 2026. And, you know, Craig Breslow said in the news conference, and I'm paraphrasing him here, but I think we can win more games with this team that we have right now and some additions than we would have with Rafael Devers. I'd like to see it.
You and me both. That is the voice of Jeff Passan. Jeff, thanks so much for the time tonight. Certainly appreciated. And thanks for the all the great reporting here on this big, big story around our town here.
Don't slander Toyota Camrys, Christian.
Okay, I won't. That is Jeff Passan, noted Toyota Camry fan, joining us here in the Christian Arcan Show, talking about his report today in ESPN about all the behind-the-scenes drama that has overtaken this team regarding Rafael Devers here over the past month and even beyond that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.